At the roundtable, Vice President Kamala Harris spoke about the impact the coronavirus pandemic has had on women across the country and promoted the Biden administration's $1.9 trillion pandemic relief proposal called the American Rescue Plan.
In 1 year, the pandemic has put decades of the progress we've collectively made for women workers at risk. Our economy cannot fully recover unless women can participate fully. And we do believe that the American Rescue Plan is a very big part of the solution to this issue.
She says the proposed pandemic relief plan will give $3,000 in tax credits to parents for each child, provide funding for schools to safely reopen, and invest in childcare. The woman-dominated industry has struggled to keep businesses open during the pandemic. Without these services, says Senator Patty Murray, a Democrat from Washington, mothers are increasingly choosing to leave the workforce to take care of children at home.
And now with COVID-19, child care providers are struggling to keep their businesses afloat, making it harder for our frontline workers to stay on the job. And guess who's more likely to be working and responsible for child care in this pandemic? Mom. Women are leaving the workforce because of this. So without support, more child care providers will close, and child care workers, who are mostly women, are going to continue to lose their jobs.
Senator Murray says it's also critical to get students back in the classroom. President Joe Biden is pushing for K-8 schools to fully reopen in his first 100 days. But many parents are in no hurry to send their children back to school, with divides splitting along racial lines. According to a Centers for Disease Control report in December, racial and ethnic minority parents are more concerned about some aspects of school reopening than white parents, including that mitigation measures wouldn't be followed and the possibility their children could bring the virus home with them. Biden's plan would provide $130 billion to help schools to safely reopen. Supporters of the American Rescue Plan also say Biden's plan would help uplift women of color who have fallen into poverty due to COVID-19-related job loss. Communities of color have been especially hard hit by the pandemic. Black, Hispanic, and Native American people are dying from COVID-19 at almost three times the rate of white people, according to the CDC. Here's California Representative Barbara Lee of Oakland.
We all know that this pandemic has disproportionately impacted communities of color, indigenous communities, and women, especially women of color. This crisis has plunged more than 8 million more people into poverty since last year. About 1 in 7 households nationwide, including more than 1 in 5 and Latino households and many Asian American, Pacific Islander, and Native American households are struggling just to secure the food that they need.
One way the plan would address this inequity, says Senator Rosa DeLauro of Connecticut, is by increasing the child tax credit.
Millions of children living in families cannot afford to put food on the table, pay rent. We can alleviate child poverty by expanding and improving the child tax credit. The rescue plan increases the value of this credit, makes it a fully refundable. That means that one third of children that are left behind are now going to be included. By putting money in people's pockets, it cuts child poverty nearly in half. And it is especially true for Black children, Hispanic children, Native American children, Asian American children.
The American Rescue Plan would also scale up vaccination distribution, extend federal nutrition assistance programs, pause federal collections on overpayments and debts for veterans, and ensure workers who quit due to unsafe working conditions can still receive unemployment insurance. In Berkeley, I'm Lilia Vega for KPFA.